You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from the Hub. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage for this great event. I always look forward to our conversation with Westech.
Yep, another return guest. I remember we were a little sad and disappointed when we had to let him go last year.
Yeah, I remember that. Say hello to Ryan Spanton. He's a regional sales manager with Westech. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Good to have you again.
The pleasure is always ours, Ryan. Before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds. Remind the audience about Westech. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Okay. Westech has various business segments in the industrial market as well as the municipal market. Westech has a very vast line card of liquid solids separation equipment that ranges from conventional treatment package plants all the way through anything and everything that you could really want in a wastewater treatment plant. So we serve all segments of design for water and wastewater treatment.
We've got a small army of sales agencies spread out hither and yon. What are you hearing back? What kind of feedback are you getting? What's the hot topics?
Well, you know, the hot topics, you know, throughout the market right now are obviously energy. Everybody's concerned about water reuse, with water becoming more scarce and water sources becoming less pure or less desirable. They're really concerned about how we're going to supply our water in the future. So with that, we're looking at desalinization and, you know, with the EPA's acceptance of nutrient removal as being, you know, easy to do, nutrient removal regs have come into play as well. So those are all big concerns for our customers.
Let's talk about the liquid solid separation equipment that you manufacture. What are the advantages of that? What kind of impact is that having on the marketplace?
Well, you know, we're always looking to satisfy the buzzwords and the needs of our customers. Everybody's always looking for something that's using less power. Power becomes more expensive to make, so they got to be able to use less power. They got to have less O&M. You know, the costs of the plant, they just can't bear them anymore. And so reducing those costs is critical to our customers. So, you know, we look for more automation, more remote operations so that generally our customers can do more and they can do it from wherever they're at, wherever they happen to be that day.
So. What kind of technology advances are you seeing that are helping address some of those issues you just mentioned?
Well, some of the new technologies, of course, there's been advances in membranes. That's where we see a lot of the water market going is towards membrane use. It's becoming easier and easier to get and integrate, so that'll be a big one. Some of the things that are impacting the market are disinfection byproduct rules. So Westech has that as a big item on our list of things to work with. And TOC regs, they're all going to have large impacts. And, you know, again, they play into that water scarcity where everybody's worried about that water scarcity. So,
Todd, you and I have been around about 4 years. These guys have been around about 40 years. So congratulations on that recent anniversary. In that time, what's changed? And more importantly, where do you see things going?
Well, in that time, you know, I guess I'm kind of beating a dead horse, but, you know, the water has just become more scarce over time. We see water sources becoming more contaminated, less desirable. People are now considering water sources for treatment and use in your tap that they would have never considered before. So those are big changes over 40 years. And then I think we're realizing the impact that we make as humans on our environment. And water is becoming, certain water sources are becoming off limits. And we're recognizing that we're going to have to deal with it sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So. Ryan, what's in the Westech wheelhouse? I mean, what kind of a customer situation do you walk into and say, oh, this is perfect. We can really have a big impact here.
Well, we had, looking at customers, Westech is in the business of doing things, always doing things right. We always want to help our customers with any problems that they have. An anecdotal story that I like to talk about is we were visiting a recently installed water plant that we had done in at the Little America Hotel in Wyoming. Now they pull their water out of the North Fork of the Blacks River, and we were talking with the waitress in the cafe. We were with our customers that were looking to buy a similar system. And we said to the waitress, hey, how do you like your new water system? And she goes, oh my gosh, you know, we love it. You know, it used to be that I'd set a cup of water down on that table over there by the window and the sun would shine through it and you could see the little particles going through it. And, you know, I always used to think that it impacted my tips. You know, I used to think customers would look at that and go, oh, I'm not going to tip this lady, you know. And so she said, and now I set it over there and the light shines right through it and there's nothing in it. So I always feel like I get better tips now because I got clean water to serve my customers.
You know, so. I love that story. We talk so much about the technology and operational efficiencies and cost savings and things like that. That just makes it so real, that kind of a story.
Well, and you couldn't have set it up better for, you know, our customers.
Your customers listening. You know? You're there beating your chest. I did that.
Yeah, we're like, woo, thank you.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Ryan Spanton of Westech. Ryan, this whole show, we've talked about the impact that aging infrastructure has. You yourself talked about the fact there's less water than there used to be, and what's there is more contaminated than ever, all impacting the industry. But regulations are also a big factor. Talk us through your perspective on that. I imagine some of those are blessings and some of those are curses. Walk us through your thoughts there.
Sure. Regulations, you know, as we're aware, are necessary evil. You know, you have to regulate so that people that don't necessarily understand the impact of what they do can, you know, can have clean water for themselves and for their kids in the future. Really, it's a double-edged sword, though. We recognize that there's ratepayers and real people that are at the end of the cost of making those improvements, and so, you know, that's the curse part of it for sure, is that, you know, somebody's got to pay for those, and we're very sensitive to that, so we're always really trying to look for new tech and more efficient, better ways to do those things. And obviously, you know, we benefit, you know, as regulations become stricter, it drives equipment and new equipment and the need to have more efficient equipment. So we're able to continue on with our business and move forward and be profitable for what we need to do. But we definitely look at impact to the end user and the ratepayers, and we try to keep that in perspective. They're real people just like we are.
Yeah. So time to pull out your crystal ball.
Yeah.
What technologies do you see on the horizon that are going to have a big impact?
You know, technologies. They're already out there. In addition to being more O&M and energy efficient and easier to operate, you know, you're gonna be pulling from water resources that haven't been tapped as heavily, you know, as they used to be. You look at like the Middle East and places where they don't have any water, and desal is the biggest thing. I mean, the U.S. is really behind where everybody else is at, and those guys are pulling just huge amounts of water out, and obviously getting the contaminants out of water, membranes and better systems to get those smaller contaminants out are going to be in the forefront of what everybody sees in the future. So.
Well, I suspect we've talked about some of these, but Westech is exhibiting here at ACE. What are you principally showcasing here at the event?
We probably our biggest exhibit that we have is our membrane system. We recognize that remote systems, small systems are going to be something that's attractive to smaller communities, something that you can just kind of plug and play. And what we're featuring and focusing on is our membrane skid system. That basically you drop it in, you bring it in on a truck, it'll fit through a standard double wide door, and you slide it right in and put it together, and it's ready to go.
Now that's really interesting. I mean, is that a big trend? These really small, I mean, ultra small system, even instead of the big huge plant.
Yeah, I really think that we see, you know, those big Goliath plants of the past are, you know, they're harder to update and maintain, and they're really expensive. And I think that it's easier to respond to those smaller systems. And really, as communities come online, they look at hooking into those bigger systems, those bigger supplies, and they go, we just can't, we're a small group, we're a small community, we just can't afford that. And they look to what they can afford, and it usually is a smaller system that meets exactly what their needs are.
Well, Ryan, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to learn more about Westech?
Well, we're online like everybody else at www.westech-inc.com. So I'd look for us there on our website. We've just revamped it, and it's a great website with lots of resources and lots of things to explain the vast product line that Westech has.
Outstanding. Ryan Spanton, Regional Sales Manager with Westech. Great to have you. Great to see you again. Thanks for coming back to the show.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.